Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, we are going to be talking about probably the most exciting thing that is happening in York County in quite some time. It's called Riverbend. I know you've heard a lot about it, but we've got two guys who know more about it than I do, which is not saying a whole lot. That's Dan Dodd with Dan Dodd Studio and Mike Moore, who is the assistant county manager here in Rock Hill. How about York County, which includes Rock Hill, right? Yeah, okay. All right. So, Dan, you've been on before, but you haven't been on enough for everybody to know who you are, so tell everybody about you.
Okay, thanks, Manny. My name is Dan Dodd, and I'm the owner and president of the Dodd Studio. We're a landscape architecture firm here in York County, and we work on park, recreation, greenway, and sport projects throughout the Carolinas. And so our business has been in York County for, this is our 10th year. That's right. So we've been really excited about seeing all the new park, open space, and greenway projects come to fruition in the county and the surrounding area. And so we're really thrilled to be assisting on this project.
And do we need any more introductions for Mr. Mike Moore over here? I mean, he's only been here, what, 2 months? Been on the show, what, 10 times?
Seems like it. Yeah. Actually, about 4 months. It's going by pretty quick, though. I'm having a great time.
Former Navy guy who decided to grow up and come on down here to York County where everything is just rocking and rolling.
It's at a great time and a great place.
And one of your areas of responsibility is for the parks, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Parks, Public Works, and Engineering.
Did you know when you took this job that the county had purchased 2,000 acres of virgin land and they were going to make it into something for the public?
I did, and that was one of the attractive parts about this is we had, you know, 1,900 acres of something that we had an opportunity to develop and get the public input and come up with a park and a design. So, yeah, I knew this, and it's pretty exciting to be able to be part of it.
Now, I'm going to say this a couple times during the show, but one of the reasons they're here today is we want to get more people to participate in the online survey. So who wants to handle what the survey is all about? Dan?
Well, I'll set it up a little bit and then hand it over to Michael here. You know, the idea of the online survey is to get awareness of this park project that's out there in our community that needs to be shaped by community input. And one of the best ways to ask for opinions and input is via a community-wide survey. So our team set up an online survey to kind of ask specific questions, not only about this park and this piece of land, but York County parks in general.
That's right. And the survey is about 12 questions, takes about 5 minutes. So those of you who are listening, I encourage you to get online and do the survey. But really, in a nutshell, the survey is going to ask you, what do you like to do and where do you like to do it? Very in a broad overview. And so I think those questions are such that you can get in there and go through fairly quickly. And for those who visit the parks often, I think you'll really have a sense for, you know, kind of what we're looking, particularly at Riverbend. But this survey can also be, and it will also be used in the county for other parts of what we do.
And it's fair to say that nothing's off the table. Whatever you got in your head that you think you'd like to see at a park, maybe Riverbend or some of the other parks that will be coming online at future dates, this is your opportunity to get it out there.
Correct. And we do, part of the survey asks, what other parks do you have you used? And some of those are York County parks, some of them are Rock Hill parks, and some of them are private, other parks around.
It is amazing. And Dan, I'm going to get you to tell us a little bit about who you're working with, Chuck Flink. With what's this
Chuck Flink from Greenways Incorporated?
Right.
Yes,
he has put out a massive amount of data in terms of how parks are used, and it's astounding to see all the different types of things that are done in parks all over the country. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes, you know, Chuck, his expertise is worldwide for greenways and open space projects, and in the United States, he's worked on some of the biggest greenway initiatives in most recent memory. He was working in Las Vegas to develop their plans. He works in Arkansas for the Walton family, working on a variety of big, large open space projects. But his experience in identifying the attributes of what we're seeing in recreation across the country is a key component for this project.
And, of course, locally, he was very much involved with the Anne Springs Close Greenway.
Yes, he was one of the preliminary, with working with Ms. Close and the family, he was one of the first consultants to help them bring that project to the public.
You were involved with that?
Over the years, Chuck's been around longer than I have working, so, but over the last, since we started the company 10 years ago, we've been working with the Greenway on helping develop all the different components of the Greenway, working, you know, they've expanded their trail systems, their food and beverage services, their special events. They do a tremendous job, but they have grown into that step by step and year by year.
And kudos to the county for hiring Chuck and Dan, because these guys know what they're doing. They've got an established track record, and I think it's very clear that the county wants to make sure this park is done right. They really want this to be the hallmark of what we got here.
That's correct. And, and we brought in the best team we could find to get the input. And part of the survey is to get that public input so that the committee can look at some of the options, work with the team, and then actually come back for some more public input on this park. But whatever we do, we want it to be first class and a quality product.
So to get to the survey, you simply go to yourcountygov.com. Is there a forward slash or is there a big marker right on the opening page?
So you go down to news. You scroll down where it says news, and you can hit the news link, and it'll take you to the news release, and you can get access to the survey there.
All right. It's pretty easy to do. Mm-hmm. If you've got five people in your family, have five people fill it out because everybody's going to have a different idea. So... You've had the opportunity to see this property, Dan, and
yes,
run all over the place with it. What do you think?
Oh, it's an amazing piece of property. It's along the Catawba River, and
4.5 miles.
That's right, and it's not a straight run. It's got a nice curve in it, hence the working name River Bend.
Right.
And you know, I want everybody. The River Bend is our project name. I mean, they're part of our effort is to look at what this brand could be. And what the potential for maybe other naming opportunities could come out for a Riverbend Park. So that's kind of in part of the process. But Riverbend is based on the geography. It was the old Bowater site for their tree nursery and scientific investigation into how to grow trees faster, better, and
right,
more productive. So the habitats there are just interesting and very unique. And I think they would be a great, you know, it's a great footprint for a lot of nature-based recreation. Walking, hiking, maybe mountain biking, water sports. So it's just got a wonderful collection of environments to work from.
I mean, there's so many possibilities for this thing. And I think the beauty from your standpoint is you're starting with a fresh piece of paper. There's nothing out there but trees. There's not even a path out there to speak of. So you get to do this thing from ground zero based on what this survey tells you that the people would like to see.
Yeah, that's one component of it. And then, you know, we can't interact with the public over the last year like we normally would. You know, if this was not in the middle of the pandemic, we would have open house meetings and meet and greets and a lot of variety. So the survey is super important for everybody to contribute some thoughts because we're trying to progress with new park development in a challenging time for public input. So more and more input we have, the more that we will break it down and see what we can put on the site.
Now, Mike, part of this is once this input is brought back in and digested, there is going to be an opportunity to interface with the public, is there
yes,
not?
Yes, there will be.
How are you going to do that?
So we'll have an open house. We're going to take the inputs. We're going to actually, part of the committee is going to then have some homework as we got the last time, and I think you might know about this. And so we're going to actually come up with some different concepts for this. We do have kind of a general idea of, you know, some hubs that we're going to look at and part of the real estate, and then we're going to come back and have some input from the public. So it won't be the open house. It'll be more of a public can come in and view and see what we're doing and provide some input. So we're really trying to get that public information and feedback in the pandemic. Mm-hmm.
Now, the last time I heard, there had been well over 1,000 people who had already responded.
Yes.
Has that number ballooned anymore?
The last I saw last week was 1,100. I haven't seen what it is this week, but we already think that's good, but we certainly want more input.
All right.
And it's given us at least some initial insights. Some of the feedback we've gotten has been interesting, I think, in the discussion last week.
You know what's so interesting to me is when Chuck Flink put up all these stats of all these parks that he's been involved with, the number one thing that people do at parks is walk. They just like to walk and enjoy it.
That's right. Doesn't cost anything.
No. And when you have 2,000 acres, you have lots of opportunity for all different types of walking. Because I understand the topography is such that you can, you know, test your own abilities. If you want to go up, you can go up. If you just want to walk flat, you can walk flat. Do whatever.
Yeah, we really want to have that recreation activity to be universal, to fit every age and generation. So there's different types of characteristics for your walk and what you would like to see. So I think having a lot of variety on this site is going to be a key for the, you know, for hiking and walking, and make sure there's easy and accessible routes, and also make sure there's some challenging and other types of routes for different types of users. So we want to blend it all together.
That's what's going to make it work. So the council initially had a working group, I guess.
The ad hoc committee.
Ad hoc committee that in many ways basically said we need to have a formalized working group.
Correct.
To tackle this beast. But that ad hoc group made it very clear, we want this thing done the right way. I still chuckle. I sat in one of those meetings when they talked about, we want real nice bathrooms. We don't want any lean-tos or outhouses or what have you. We want very functioning bathrooms. Right. Now, since that time, the county has created the committee. The committee's had a couple of meetings. I should disclose that I'm on that committee, and I'm pleased to be there. And as you pointed out, the committee now has homework to do. Some people have done it. Some people have not. I don't know who could be so derelict not to have done it yet, but I'm sure they'll get around to it.
We can help you now. We can pull it out. We can get it done right now. We can work it online, on the air.
But that homework is designed to basically get into the heads of the committee members and get them to say, we think this will be good over here, or this will be good over here. Is that how this is working?
Right. You know, the site has identified about 9 different hub locations that are good locations for different types of development. And we, you know, in Chuck's process has developed an attribute list or an opportunity of activity list that we want to start to look what rises to the top. You know, some activities can maybe generate some economic impact and revenue. Some would be more passive, like walking and hiking. And how do they fit within each of the zones of the park? And then it's a way, you know, we can go back to our office and work that out as landscape architects and kind of show that to you. And we'll still do our homework, but we wanted to get your input to see the variety of everybody's individual thought process work, but also working with your small group to compromise on maybe some of the discussions that you're having within your group. But ultimately, kind of bring you along the design process with us, so you guys can see how the evolution of park design happens.
So based on the input that you get from the public, also from the committee, then you say, okay, maybe this idea would work best over in this pod, and maybe these couple of ideas would work well over here in this pod, and then you go to work on figuring out how that would actually look like, what that would look like.
Yeah, we'll overlay the topography, the environmental constraints, the ecological environments, along with weighing the components for future infrastructure. You know, we'll need roads and parking and bathrooms and water. And what pod of the area of development will best fit the program item. And so we'll take that and use our expertise to bring it together into a couple alternative master plans, which then we will present and then kind of combine those together to form one final master plan.
And that really is the basic job of the committee. Is that right, Mike?
That's right.
To give their blessing to whatever this final master plan is and then throw the hot potato back into the council's lap saying, okay, yes, you put the money in, it's ready to go.
That's essentially correct, yes. That's our plan.
But one of the things that I found very interesting is this is not going to be inexpensive by any means.
Right.
But the county's made a big investment in this piece of property. So to develop it into the park that everybody wants is going to be millions of dollars, no doubt about it. Number one, it's not going to be done all at one time. This is a project, right, Dan, that will go over, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years?
The parks evolve in perpetuity. I mean, our park today is not going to be the same park 50 years from now or 100 years from now. So there's continuous planning and development in our park spaces. But this first step is critical to get the right step forward and to get those first pieces that work really well to keep people coming back, have them feel safe, secure, enjoy the natural environment, have clean restrooms, have good public recreation opportunities, and then the 2,000 acres, that can grow over time. So we don't have to have all the final answers in this first phase of work. We just have to have some critical, correct answers early on in the process.
A place to get started.
Correct. Got it. Yes.
But as Chuck mentioned, Chuck Flink, there are lots of opportunities for whatever funding from the outside to come into a park like this because of what it's doing to preserve nature and to make it available to the public. Is that about right, Mike?
That's correct. It is, a large part of the property is a kind of conservation easement. So, and certainly part of what Chuck is going to be and the team are going to be looking at is that nature conservation, because as the committee at the very beginning from the outset, Chuck talked about how there's many habitats that have declined over the years because we haven't protected some of these environments. And so by doing so, we do hope to take advantage of some grants to use that as part of the park, to finance the park.
It's a big project. We're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you're listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Dan, you don't know anything about this, but you're going to learn pretty quickly. We prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical formula is in the white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dan Dodd from Dan Dodd Studio. Up in Tika K, worldwide, but they're based here in Tika K. Smartest move you ever made, right?
It's in Fort Mill, our office.
Oh, is it in Fort Mill?
Right.
Pardon me. Fort Mill. But he saw the light and got out of the East Coast and got away from that expensive Annapolis where nobody could afford to do anything and came down here and found out there's a great life here and you can afford to live here.
Been here, it's our 17th year.
17th year?
Yeah,
good
we
for
live
you.
In Tika K and our office is in Fort Mill. So
good for you.
Yep.
All right, and of course, Mike Moore, who is the Assistant County Manager, courtesy of the United States Navy, who's with us here today. All right, let's go through this survey because this is what we want people to do. Is to take this online survey. Again, just go to yourcountygov.com, go down to the bottom of the page where it hits the news icon, hit it, and bingo, there'll be a link right there for you to go to it. So let's take these questions. This thing won't take you but 5 minutes to do this survey. So who wants to start it off? Go ahead, Mike.
I'll start it off. So you'll get to the survey. It's on SurveyMonkey. Many of you may be familiar with that. And it's essentially a multiple choice question in most cases. So the first question will ask your age. I think what we've already seen is a lot of the folks are younger that are taking the survey. I think primarily our responses were in the 21 to 40 range and 41 to 60. Actually, 41 to 60 was the highest, and then 21 to 40 was next. So.
That's me, 21 to 40. All right, keep going.
Yep. And then that,
me too.
Next is we do ask gender, and as you might expect, females are leading here. You know, population would tend to dictate such.
They run everything. They do. Doesn't surprise me at all. Keep going.
Okay, so then the next question is, are you a resident of York County? And actually, most 95% are yes.
Oh, that's good.
Even though anyone can take the survey, we're primarily getting York County residents. The next is ages of children in your household. And out of the 1,100 responses we got, 700 of those responses had children in their households last week. So,
wow.
Again, that goes back to the age and the demographics.
Yeah.
A lot of families with children.
Sure. Hi, Dan. What's next?
Well, and you know, in question six, I mean, and as moving forward, they're kind of asking what parks do you visit? So it's a variety of options that you can choose from the different types of recreation venues around. You know, it's from historic Brattonsville to the Greenway, and Springs Close Greenway, and so forth. So we want to kind of know what everybody is using and what their favorite destinations are. And then they ask, you know, Michael, they kind of going back to Manning's walking number one is what's the best activity or what you currently like to do in a park. And walking is number one, and then Chuck identified that on National Trends as number one, and then the state of South Carolina's Recreation Outdoor Plan, walking is number one, so it's very consistent.
So what are the other possibilities on that question?
Yeah, so as far as activities, there's bicycling, fishing, walking, active sports such as baseball, exercise, relax, spend time with family, playgrounds, family outings, walking the dog,
right.
Playing tennis.
Okay.
And then so it goes on. Exploring nature was number two. And then kayaking and canoeing actually was a third, fairly high. It wasn't third, but it was fairly high up there.
Doesn't surprise me.
Because of the proximity of the water.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then we get into how often you visit parks. And you know, right now the leading answer is 2 to 3 times a week.
These are critical
places. People rely on recreation and public spaces to incorporate in their weekly life. I mean, it's so You know, it shows that there's an appetite for recreation in York County, and it's probably ever growing. I think more parks, the better in general.
Well, it's particularly as we are slowly coming out of this pandemic, if people ever realize the need to get outside, this is the time in their life that they're going to realize what Mother Nature means.
I mean, you do take a lot of things for granted when you couldn't access public recreation for a certain period of time, and yep. And now, you know, sports are coming back, and you can go fishing and hiking and walking, so yep. People are starting to get back to normal.
Good. What else is on there? What else is on the survey?
So another question is, do you think having countywide access to parks and green space is important to serve the needs of a growing York County population? Because you might expect an overwhelming, greater than 95%, it's like 98%, 99%. So yes, I think we can answer that.
Which is really interesting because, and we've talked about this before, years and years and years ago, that was not the attitude of the York County residents. In fact, we turned down a 1 mil referendum to grow the recreation. Not going to do it. Here we are all these years later, and now you got 99% of the people saying, yeah, we want it. We want more of it. Just goes to show you how much we've grown and the change in attitudes of people. That's good. What else on there?
And what our residents are looking for.
Yep.
So the next one is, which activities would you like to have York County consider for future park development? Which really this is going to help inform us quite a bit. And, of course, number one, hiking trails.
Okay.
And that goes back to what we were discussing earlier. Number two is access to the river. Number three is seasonal programs. And number four, picnics,
right.
Shelters.
Sure.
Children's playground. Number five, that kind of matches the youth
right.
We saw. So there's a number of choices you have, and you can select as many as you prefer
right.
On the survey. So really we'll take those numbers and then we'll kind of rank order them based on the numbers of responses we get back.
Anything else on there, Dan?
Well, and then, you know, the last question is just what do you really want to see in your park and in the top five attributes? And, you know, safety and security and clean parks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, are definitely there. And the other options, you know, you want to be able to park at the venue. You know, you want easy access to your environments. And overall quality, you know, which York County is dedicated to bringing high-quality recreation.
Sure. And I'm glad to see them saying cleanliness because it seems like we're having a breakout throughout the region here, quite frankly, of this litter issue. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to open up this brand-new park, we want to make sure people understand we expect you to keep this thing clean. Not asking a whole lot, just keep it clean so that other people can enjoy it. You know, it was also interesting to me that because of the growth of the county, that there's great interest by others who are in the park business about this project because they're getting overwhelmed. Like the Anne Springs Closed Greenway, mm-hmm. the amount of traffic in there is just incredible. They would love to see Riverbend open tomorrow just to help them out.
Yeah, I mean, there's a high demand for nature-based recreation. In particular, the Greenway provides that very well. There's a level of service there that's outstanding, and you know, people love going there, and so the more parks the better. I mean, and we need all different types of them too.
Yeah.
So I think people expect high quality in York County, and that's kind of the goal of our project.
Guys, we've run out of time. Yorkcountygov.com. Go to the bottom of the page, you'll see the thing called news. That'll start it out for you to get you to the survey, and take it because we want your input on this. Thank you, Mike, for all that you do. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Make this park beautiful, guys. Make it beautiful. All right.
Will.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Of course, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week prepared right before your eyes here at Substation 2. The magical way it's done will be bellowed out at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Everybody's got it. Have a wonderful day. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.